that you
Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce and present to others the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe. Sometimes they call him Coach.
That's what it's
brother.
All about. You also want to keep
the love guru. Without further ado, let's introduce the host with the most, Dr. Loretta D. Smith, WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico.
If you're doing that,
Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
Love is in our life. And you want to be able to, if you want to be a part of the show, you want to call in at 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling the last four digits of your cell or telephone number at your location. Then you'll be chatting with Dr. Loretta D. Smith on the Love Cafe. As I said, when you see those signals and those signs of true love, essentially allows you to understand how important love is in your is for you in your life. Love brings people together, even in tough times. You have to keep that in mind. Love brings people together, even during tough times. Love is needed in our society, not hate. See, you talk about how important love is to you in your life. Love is truly still relevant in our society. It is relevant because it's an essential tool to the society. As long as we are human and we are relying on social bonds. That's how important love is to our everyday life. Characteristics that's going to help you springboard and move forward and have a prosperous, loving relationship with somebody, you have to understand that love means saying goodbye to expectations. See, when you're in a relationship, you can't sit up and talk about your expectations. You have to set goals now, not expectations. Love doesn't play the victim role or blame others. Love requires you to be responsible. It requires you to be an adult in this situation. Love sometimes includes letting go. God will put you in a situation where you may have to let go. But once you both make that necessary adjustment, he will bring what or whoever that was back because both of you are ready for each other. Love doesn't require you to continue a relationship. You can love, and we're saying a romantic relationship, or dating. You can have love for your family members. You can have love in your church. You can have love all phases of your life. You can love someone and don't have to be in a relationship with them. Love has no room for jealousy. Love has no room for it. Love is the absence of fear. See, when you love and you're in love, you no longer fear what's going to happen. You just know because of the encouragement and support you have from that one person that's in your life, whether it's your significant other, whether it's your spouse or your life partner, you don't have no fear of what's going to happen tomorrow. Because you begin to trust. And our Lord and Savior asks us to trust one another. He's the master love in all things. Love is not needing, but wanting. When somebody tell you, I just need love, you probably need to tell them, you can't give that to them. They have to understand what love means and what it does. Truly, we have to do that. It's something you want. You know you have to work for it if you want. The main components in our time is really pressing us right now. The components of love is threefold. Passion. See, love is passionate. Love is intimacy. We're not talking about just sex or sexual intimacy. Intimacy comes in all forms. And what we have to do, we have to make sure we understand the definition for intimacy. Love is commitment. Those components are so important. So if you need to work on those, make sure you take time to understand that if you want to love someone and be loved, you have to remember these components. Are you passionate? Are you ready to be intimate? Are you committed? Ask yourself that. See, loving relationships varies depending on the presence of, presence or absence, and I always said in, of each of these components I just mentioned, which are passion, intimacy, and commitment. That's what happened. Now, as we close the show, we want to thank Julia Truel, 1804, joined. The traits of a healthy relationship with love will also talk about the characteristics of a loving, healthy relationship. As I said throughout tonight, we talked about some things that could be components, could be characteristics, could be things that really define love. In a relationship, you want to be healthy and have real love, you have to self-love. Self-love yourself. If you're not loving yourself, it's hard to give somebody else love. Honesty, I said that earlier. Trust, communication, connection, compromise, consistency, mutual respect, boundaries, comfortable, reciprocal, shared value, flexibility, all the things that you need to see as a trait. See if you have that. Sit down and take time to write down exactly your traits. And last, for a loving, healthy relationship, we're going to go back to some things we said earlier. These characteristics are so important. Be able to identify them so you can have a loving relationship. True loving relationship that will be real. You definitely got to respect each other. You are vulnerable with each other. You have total trust and honesty with each other. You have mutual empathy. You both prioritize kindness. You respect each other's boundaries. You both totally commit. That is characteristic of a loving, healthy relationship. We share with you tonight all those awesome things that will explain love and comfort. Each of those things is a consequence of you. You have to call it positive. If you do positive from it, it'll be a negative consequence. That's what it's all about. It's been awesome tonight. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of this tonight. We have several individuals that have been part of this. I give a shout out to each and every one of you as I went through the show. We still want to get your Cash App. We want to get your Zelle. We want to get your PayPal. Send it to me because we're going to be raffling off a few gift cards next week, as well as in July we'll be giving another trip, which will be 4 days and 3 nights. Again, to hot Atlanta. You can go there and enjoy it as a vacation. But we have to have your, one of those form of transaction mode. I can put it in a container and shake it up. And we also will be sending out to you some love offers. How you get it to me, you can email Lorenza, as in David, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, 15@gmail.com. That's Lorenza D. Smith, 15@gmail.com. I'm looking to hear from you. It's awesome being a part of this tonight, sharing something I hope soothes your appetite. You can check us out in 2 weeks. We'll be coming back, making it do what it do. But starting on Tuesday coming up this week, we'll be doing our Dr. Lowe's show, and that's the Real Relationship Talk Show at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WBSW Radio, the internet station. And then on Thursday, we'll come back with our opportunity to do Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. It's been awesome. I sent out and posted that out. Monday night show, Talking Real to You, prime time, will resume in August, first Monday in August, along with our Wednesday night sports show, will resume in first Wednesday in August. Come on, let's join us, be interactive, make it do what it do. But get the Cash App to me, since you on Facebook, DM me, get your Cash App. Still, as a follower, you can connect with me. So we look forward to sharing a great opportunity on WBSW Radio, the internet station number one. We're glad to have you. So you have an awesome rest of the night. God is good. Again, hopefully something shared tonight will allow you to soothe your appetite. The Love Cafe. Have an awesome rest of the night. We're going to make it do what it do. Hashtag be responsible. Hashtag, I'm going to put them up. Keep on grinding. That's my love. That's my L for love. Here's my heart. Hashtag, the mindset. Hashtag, make it do what it do. Hashtag, truly, truly, communicate for others. And last but not least, back and repeat this one. Responsible. Hashtag responsible. Don't blame anybody else. Be responsible. It's been awesome. God has been so good. Down to about 60 seconds. Let's make it do what it do. We'll check you out on Tuesday next week at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. The Dr. Lowe Show. The Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filter. Have an awesome rest of the evening. And I'm going to say this, I always say, I love you.
How was your flight?
It was good. It was really, really long. The longest flight ever. What? 15 hours?
Wait.